broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Ah, Danielle, it's Ben Crenshaw.
Ben Crenshaw, your plantation course at Kapalua on Maui is protected. Trade winds 15 to 30 miles per hour. In fact, it's a very simple forecast. Okay, we've got a high surf advisory for the east-facing shores of Kauai, Oahu, Molokai, Maui. That's today through Wednesday. And it's going to be windy. It's pretty much all they say. We will have some variable cloudy conditions with numerous showers windward and mauka, especially at night and in the morning. Leeward, partly cloudy with isolated showers. If they're isolated like they were yesterday, they'll be frequently coming through. The high about 81 degrees, 75, depending if you're up country, and the low 65 to 70. It's great sleeping weather, don't you agree? Okay, we got some tee times for you. The Rough Riders are playing at Poipu Bay. I can't help but see some kind of a group of, horsemen coming over the crest of the hill, and with their clubs, kind of they're ready to hit the ball as they run. Don't do that. The poor superintendent's having a heart attack. Puka de Cooler, they're also playing. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. So at Poipu, there's a 10:40, a 10:50, 11:10. It is 54 degrees if you want a nice chilly morning for Hawaii. Volcano Golf Club, there's an 8:40 and a 9:28. Also up country, Makalei, there's a 10:18. Go visit the Peacocks. There's a Turtle Bay, an 8:30, a 9:08, and a 10:10. Makaha East has a 10, 11, and 12. And Wailea Gold Course has 11:40, and the Emerald Course is being taken up by the BS Golf Group. They're going to go out and have a great time. We're going to have a great time, too. I got a really cool group of people. Colin Burns, Chief Operating Officer at Apogee Club. Where? Well, you're going to find out all about it right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration, water flood broken pipe cleanup, 24/7 licensed and insured. Aloha Power's Megastore is open behind the Costco gas station in Iwilei. Aloha Power Equipment, Iwilei and Waipahu. We put power at your fingertips. SciPac Cybersecurity, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Call 808-861-9595. And Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children to play golf. It's the gift that lasts forever. Now, here's Danielle Tucker.
Colin Burns, Chief Operating Officer, the Apogee Club. And welcome into the clubhouse.
Hello, Danielle. How are you?
Good. It's so good to have you inside the clubhouse, Colin. I had the best time watching your farewell gathering when, after 31 years, you left Wingfoot Golf Club, suburban New York. You know, that's where the U.S. Open's been played several times, twice. Wasn't it twice?
Actually, six times. 29, whoa. 59, 74, 84, 2006, 2020, and now 2028.
There you go.
How's that for a lineup?
Yes, that's a wonderful lineup. And some of the people that were talking about you just made me laugh. You are so beloved. Was it difficult for an hour and a half to sit and listen to everybody tell you how wonderful you are?
It was really uncomfortable because... in spite of my sort of industry profile, I'm really a pretty withdrawn, quiet guy. And it's funny, at the beginning of at the top of your program, I heard Ben Crenshaw's voice. And as you probably saw, Ben was on the video.
Yes.
Ben is, I smile whenever I hear his voice. And, you know, he and I became friends, I'd say, 95, 96, prior to the PGA Championship. And we remained friends ever since. And we asked him to participate in that video. And we said, Ben, we need 30 seconds. He gave us 2.5 minutes. And, coming from him, I was overwhelmed,
yeah,
frankly, by him and all the others. And by the way, having it hosted by Jim Nance.
Yes.
How good is that?
Yes, it was exactly my next line. You know, Jim Nance, MC. How can you,
wow.
You couldn't have a better MC. He said, you know, they talk about Winged Foot as a temple to spirit, to the spirit of golf. But having you run it like an Irish pub where friends get together, and perfect that Colin Burns would preside over this gathering. There was the part of that everybody wants to elevate golf to a level of, you know, almost, I don't know, heaven. And yet we come down to earth with the Irish pub. And I've got to tell you, when they were talking about as you would walk jauntily through the club with your quarterback sort of demeanor, eyes in the back of your head as you kind of scoped out everything, a jauntiness in your stride, always a smile, kind eyes, graceful energy of service to everyone, vendors, team, caddy, all the people who work there, under the influence of this great man. And I'm like, and then we listen to some of the things that happened to you with Pete Bavacqua.
Pete's a dear friend.
Oh, my goodness gracious. He said he called you a bird dog?
A bird dog, yeah. I never heard that term before in that way, but he was referring to a particular incident, I guess.
Yes, yes.
And it was kind of funny. Yeah.
It was very funny. Yeah. And I have to tell the incident because, you see, it's Winged Foot, you know, and if you're going to go to Winged Foot, you better know there's a certain decorum that must be abided by, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And
yes,
so,
ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. So
Yes, ma'am.
They're inside, and Colin notices somebody out in the car changing their shirt in the automobile. What did you do?
He was actually, the gentleman, it's funny, Pete and I were getting ready, so Pete Bavacqua at the time, I mean, he's now elevated his career beyond imagination. I mean, he's now the chairman of NBC Sports Group, a very elevated position. He was working for the USGA at the time. And so this is prior to the 06 Open. So 04, 05, we spent a lot of time together. And we were, this was just prior to maybe a couple of months before the Open. So it was probably, you know, May of 06. And I turn and I see a gentleman, and I use that term sort of in quotes with a small G, this gentleman literally standing outside of his car taking his shirt off. And I bolted from Pete's side and the conversation that we were in the middle of. And I ran to this person. I slammed my hand on the hood of his Porsche, whatever it was. And I said, get back in your car right now. And he looked like he was going to challenge me. And then he realized that I was not to be trifled with at that moment. And he quickly got in his car. You know, I'd like to think that for 31 years, I really helped protect the traditions of Winged Foot, sort of the sacredness, the hallowedness of the property and of the institution. And that was one maybe extreme example, but I was pretty hot under the collar. And Winged Foot was my life for 31 years, and I protected it like I would my own family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One more anecdote about Pete, you guys getting behind the wheel of this car.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Yes, we were blowing off a little steam. Somebody had left it. It was a hole-in-one prize for one of the outings, and it was sitting there sort of calling to us. And Pete and I were working, you know, at that point, 16, 18 hours a day. And we're looking at this red Porsche, whatever it was, 911, 914. I don't know the difference. And I said, Pete, I think it's calling us. And I said, you know, I winked at him. I said, you know, the keys are inside of it. And he said, they are, aren't they? I said, yes, they are. So I hop in, and it was almost like Ferris Bueller's Day Off. We hopped in like as Ferris Bueller did, or the valet parkers did in Ferris Bueller in that Ferrari.
Mm-hmm.
We went screaming around the neighborhood, and then Pete wanted to take over. And we went over by Quaker Ridge, some of the neighboring clubs. And at one point, we're going down Fenimore Road at I think, you know, 100 miles an hour. I hadn't even clipped in my seatbelt because Pete took off so quickly. And I thought, oh my gosh, we may not see the 06 Open.
No.
But fortunately, thank goodness, we We settled back in, got the car back in its spot without incident. But it was, that's how close Pete and I were and remain today.
Yes, it's really quite wonderful. You know, he described you as the bird dog, you know, making sure everything is taken care of. That was, and then gives us that example. And then very emotional, you know, and he was said in such a way that made you think that you were the, you know, you just were a font of concern and love for the people that, you know, and they're obviously the love in the room was amazing. So, and then he talks about, you know, tears streaming down your eyes after he went at 100 miles an hour with you over there, holding on firmly with your nails into the seat. And then he talks about how you guys both had this little deal where, you know, it was a lot to talk about. You were always in meetings and what have you. And you had a deal about only texting each other. From Goodfellas, Godfather, and Raging Bull.
Godfather. Yes, all of those. Scorsese and Coppola. He and I are both film fanatics. So in the middle of a meeting, something would remind him or I of some scene from a movie. And I think, I can't remember what it was. He quoted Bronzini is a snitch or something like that.
Yes.
And we would just look up and laugh. And you know, it's funny. So I could be anywhere in the world and I'll text, have you seen ... And within minutes, loved it, didn't like it. So we've had this constant exchange, about film, ironically enough. Very seldom do we talk about golf. But we're almost always talking about film, which we're both obsessed with.
Yes. Well, he was in the middle of a meeting, and then he finally was able to look at his phone, and he looks down and he says he sees that Colin Burns has texted him from one of those movies, Goodfellas, Godfather 1 and 2, not 3, Raging Bull.
Not 3.
Fazzini was the pimp, and he just started
right.
He just started laughing. Yes. And talk about taking the pressure off. So I can understand why you, Colin Burns, you have been asked to be by none other than the Apogee Club, Michael Pascucci, who developed Sabonic Golf Club on Eastern Long Island, and Steve Ross, the owner of the Miami Dolphins Football Club, to be the chief operating officer of the Apogee Club with 3 golf courses and goodness knows. I mean, tell us about this club that you're going to be in. You're going to be in charge of the construction, the operating, so many things.
It's absolutely fascinating. And I'll revert back to Jim Nantz just briefly. So when my letter of resignation went out to the membership, and it was a difficult decision, but it was time, 31 years. And it was time to give somebody else an opportunity. I was not going to stay through the 2028 U.S. Open. I just didn't think it was right. I had my chance to, you know, to shine at Wingfoot, and it was time to move on. So the letter went out to the membership, and literally the first 2 phone calls, and this is in, say, April. First phone call is Jim Nantz, literally. Not friends, not my mother. It was Jim Nantz, and he said, "Kyle, I'm going to host the party. Let's figure out a date." So he said, "Well, look, we'll base it around your NFL schedule, and I know the fall is a busy time for you, but we'll figure it out." He said, "I will be there," and he was. The second phone call, within probably a half an hour, was Mike Pascucci.
Wow.
Now, Mike's not a member of Wingfoot, so I still don't know how he got the letter or got the news. And he said, "Kyle, what are you going to do next?" I said, and by the way, the caller ID simply showed the 561, and it said West Palm Beach. And I immediately knew, I said, "It has to be Mr. Pascucci." "Hi, Mr. P, what's going on?" He said, "What are you doing next?" He said, "Would you like to, you know, get involved with this project?" I said, "Well, look, the letter just went out. It's fairly new right now, but let's talk about it." So long story short, I go down, I meet with Mr. Pascucci multiple times in Melville, Long Island, where his home office is. I met, and then I had the pleasure. I came down, met with Steve Ross, you know, privately in his office at Related Corporation. And, you know, people forget, I mean, they think of the Miami Dolphins, and yet he's Steve Ross and Related, probably the greatest builders in the country right now. And so, you know, so his involvement, just as an aside, his involvement will be in all the vertical buildings. And this is going to be not even a question 6-star. The 4-bedroom villas, and I'll go back to the project in just a second. The four-bedroom villas will be 3,800 square feet. I mean, this is two clubhouses, very El Dorado-looking in Palm Desert. It's geometric. It's limestone, wooden shutters, just a beautiful facility. So I met with the two gentlemen. We straightened it all out. We came to an agreement, and here we are off to the races. Now, I spent the last 4 days on the ground at the site. Gil Hance was there. Jim Wagner was there. Mike Davis was there. Tom Fazio was there. Most of the team, Mr. Pascucci, Ralph Pascucci. And so we started going hole by hole on this 1,200-acre piece of property. Gorgeous vegetation. The St. Lucie River actually connects to our property, which avails us to an unlimited supply of beautiful fresh water. We will have 180 acres of lakes. And if you think about the scale of that, we'll have one lake that's 54 acres. And so as we excavate the dirt, move the dirt, we separate sort of the good material from the not so good material. We're sand capping the entire property. It's being engineered at a level that is just, I mean, it's at the highest possible level in terms of engineering, the drainage, all the mixes that are being used. And so we hope to have the first course, the Gil Hance course, which is being sprigged in the next, I'm just looking at my watch here, so in the next month, we'll start sprigging, I would say, the 9 or 10 holes of the Gil Hance course that are being done. The second golf course is being done by Tom Fazio and Mike Davis. Mike Davis, the former CEO of the USGA of America, and Tom Fazio is the nephew of the Tom Fazio. And Tommy's done some unbelievable work. He's actually very skilled as an engineer and as a property developer, which has really come in handy because we are engineering the entire property along with the related team. We bought all the heavy equipment. So every dozer, every piece of heavy equipment you see there, Danielle, is owned by us, so we can move at our own pace. And it's really quite a remarkable project. So the second course, Mike Davis, Tom Fazio. The third course is Kyle Phillips. Kyle Phillips, we met with 2 weeks ago at the Bears Club. What an unbelievably nice human being. He's from Kansas. He now lives in Northern California. He was responsible for the Cal Club, or the California Club, really putting it back on the map. I mean, it was considered so secondary to Olympic Club and some of the other great clubs out there. He put it on the map. People rave about it. He did King's Barns, which people also rave about. He did a place in a club in South Korea called the South Cape Owners Club, which I've never been to, but the visuals of it that I've seen on his website are spectacular. So Kyle Phillips is sort of the mystery man in the project, but we're very excited to be working with that entire team.
I think it's great that you have a mystery man in the project. You know, something unique. And this project is like, it's not just three golf courses. It's a 360-degree practice area. The 40 club-owned villas for overnight stays by members and guests, the amenities including the pool, the spa, the fitness center, the tennis, pickleball, paddle, tennis courts, fishing in the lakes. I mean, you can do everything. Who'd want to leave?
Well, we're hoping all of our members and guests want to come and that they don't want to leave. And what we've done, Danielle, so that it's not, you know, we never want to give the impression that it's a resort where it's sort of, you know, there's sort of non-golf activities all over the place. We created sort of a separate part of the West Campus, which is where what we refer to as the country club activities are, the country club amenities. So that really the golf is separated from most of the villas, almost all the villas, and the main clubhouse and the padel and the pickle and all those things, so that for the real golf aficionado, there really won't be, you won't see much of that kind of activity until you get back to the clubhouse. Now, on the east side of the campus, where the two other golf courses, the Davis Fazio and Kyle Phillips courses are, that's strictly golf. That's where the Performance Center is, which is being designed in partnership with Rory McIlroy, who's one of our founding members. And that's going to be, it will have TrackMan range. It will have TrackMan. It'll have, a sand putting system. We'll have our own fitting center. This is going to be a golf mecca unlike perhaps anything in the country.
Oh, certainly. Absolutely unlike anything in the country. Now, will some of the villas be privately owned? The people can have their home there and or a second or third home there? And others will
no,
be...
No, ma'am.
Oh, wow.
No, ma'am. There's no real estate being sold. These are all, as you put it, club-owned villas. And they will be, you know, members will be able to lease them, you know, rent them for the evening.
Yeah.
Or a week or a month. But no one will own anything. Now, one of the really neat things, because we're going to have a very large national program. So, you know, hopefully golfers from Chicago and Kansas and Dallas and Houston. One of the neat little amenities that we're offering is that everything, all your personal possessions will be put into cold storage. So if you leave and you say, you know, you tell the concierge, and we'll have a concierge in the main clubhouse, I'll be back in 3 weeks. All of your things will be removed, and they'll be put into cold storage, and then they will be brought back and reappointed, your clothing hung and some of the other things put back in whichever villa you're coming back to.
Wow.
So we're going to make... Now, here's one of the things that to keep in mind. We're just 30 minutes from Palm Beach Airport. So if somebody is coming from out of town, whether it's, you know, again, Dallas, Houston, Atlanta, I mean, go down the list of the major cities, sort of central and to the East Coast, it's 30 minutes. There's literally, Mr. Pascucci likes to say, there's not a red light between the airport and the club. A couple of stop signs, a whole lot of cattle, some wild boar. Because it is cow country. These are big tracts of land out there. One neighbor owns 6,000 acres. Another neighbor owns 4,000 acres. I mean, this is really a very rural area. And one of the reasons why it's been so, I think, widely accepted is that it's not a real estate play. And that's what I think a lot of people say to themselves, well, I could buy a piece of dirt for $5 million, build a home for another $5 million or whatever that number is, and then I have to care for another home. Or, like at Sabonic, if you don't want to buy a home out in East Hampton, you go and stay in the villas. You golf 2 and 3 days in a row. Stay in a villa, have a beautiful meal up at the clubhouse, and leave. That's the same concept here. And I think that's appealing for a lot of the high-net-worth individuals who can afford that kind of club, don't necessarily want another home.
Exactly.
And we heard that time and time again. You know, you have to care for it, the taxes, the upkeep, you know, the damage, whatever. So we're hoping that this appeals to that demographic. And we're hoping that it's going to be, you know, it's definitely going to be on the younger side. You know, we're certainly welcoming children, spouses, male or female, and we're hoping for a very geographically diverse membership between locals and nationals from around the country.
That's beautiful. Absolutely spectacular. Yeah. And I have to, in closing, bring up, you say that you have neighbors, but I don't think you're going to need to go from one neighbor to the other to give them, like, tickets to make sure that they're happy.
You know, that was another. Pete had such great stories.
Jim Nance, yes.
No, it was Pete. Pete and I walked through the neighborhood.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, we handed out tickets. and we joked about this. I think about her every day, and I don't know where she's an older woman, answered the door. And this was my idea. I said, Pete, we're going to really connect with the members. I'll drive a car, and then we'll walk, and then we'll get in the car, go, and then we'll walk more. And this older woman, we knocked on the door, and I will never, Danielle, and this is not something, you know, I'm so comfortable being around people. I love, you know, I love the action. I love, you know, just that, you know, cruising around the clubhouse and welcoming people and, you know, who are you with today? And come on in, you know. And so anyway, we knock on this one woman's door, and I passed her house every day for 30 years. And she said, I wish you boys would come back later when I had a little makeup on. Pete and I howled. And that became the joke with us, that I would say to him, you went back, didn't you? And then he'd say, no, you went back. And she was so adorable. And I never saw her again. I don't even know if she still lives there. But it was a bonding experience for two guys, you know, starting out in their careers. You know, his really took off. I've sort of floundered,
Sort
of doing what I'm doing in terms of my, well, in comparison to Pete, I feel like I failed, you know. But he's very, very deserving. And then, you know, I'm not sure if you didn't have time, I understand it was a long presentation. The entire presentation was supposed to be 40 minutes. I spoke for 24 minutes, and it felt like it was 3 minutes. And you know, one of the most touching things, Danielle, I think I mentioned by email, was Lourdes Berkeley. And you know, she was her husband was killed in September 11, and I literally had no idea what she was going to speak about when she got up, and she was a member in her own right, a lady member at Wingfoot. And she recounted those moments with her children that were so young, and they were so lost, and they were just finding their way. Because her husband, Michael, killed in September 11th. He was one of the first, in that first plane hit. Mm-hmm. And anyway, it really stunned me. I sort of knew, Jim and Pete and, Ted Metzger. And so I had a feel. And when she started talking about that, and to this day, I keep thinking about her remarks and the things that you do that you just do from your heart and the way you make people feel. Sometimes you forget how you've made them feel. You remember your acts of kindness, her with her children at the Christmas party and making sure that they had gifts from Santa. And I managed her husband's funeral repast at the club, but it's hard sometimes to quantify how good you've made somebody feel. And when Lourdes was done, I mean, I was so touched, and I told her we've remained in touch, ever since. And just how I reflected on it, because it was such a lesson, even all these years later, that I'm still enjoying and loving this industry. Is that you sometimes forget how wonderful you can make people feel, how welcomed and cared for. And that's always been my mission. Just, you may have seen it. I may have said it at some point. It's Wingfoot is the place where I've always said, where we treat members like family and guests like members.
Yes.
Nobody's ever a stranger at Wingfoot. If you were standing in the door, I'd say, hi, who are you with today? Well, come on, don't wait for them. Come on in. I would always say, you want the nickel tour? And they would say, yeah, our host isn't here yet. And so I would start going through the nickel tour. I would tell you all about Charles Wendehack and A.W. Tillinghast and Charles Nobles, the founder of the club, where the tile came from, the windows came from, where the slates came from. That was always one of my great joys, was to just stand at that door, welcome people, and then say, come on in. So...
Thank you.
That's my story.
I really enjoy talking with you. I hope we talk again as the project unfolds. We will. Thank you.
We will, and I'll be sending you some photos.
Oh, good.
And we're really excited about it. And thank you for inviting me today. It means a lot to me, and I always enjoy our conversation. So let's please stay in touch.
That's wonderful. This is Colin Burns, general manager for 31 years at Winged Foot Golf Club. And now the chief operating officer at the Apogee Club. The Apogee Club, overseeing the planning, implementation, and management. Thanks again.
Thank you, Danielle. Bye-bye.
Aloha. We'll be back. We've got Michael Costillo standing by. And boy, does he have some events coming up. What a week. What a month. What a year after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Eveleigh. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore. Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with need a gift for that special someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Wow, what a beautiful day. Let's go back in the clubhouse and listen to Danielle Tucker.
Michael Costillo, PGA head golf professional at Kapalua Golf, the Plantation Course. A golf professional for more than 30 years. Worked at renowned golf courses like Mauna Kea, Poipu Bay, Princeville, here in Hawaii. He's also worked in California, Big Canyon Country Club, in Newport Beach, Plantation Golf Club, in Indio. Welcome into the clubhouse, Michael.
Hi, good morning, Danielle.
Good morning. Good morning. We're going to have to go way back into the Wayback Machine just for a couple seconds here. You won the 2022 Aloha Section PGA Championship Trophy at Poipu Bay Golf Course by one stroke. And look what it has opened up for you. Sony Open in Hawaii and then some. Are you amazed?
Yeah, no, it's a club pro's dream to have a tournament schedule as I'm having. It's incredible. I thank God I have an employer that supports playing these tournaments, as well as a great team here to take care of things while I'm gone, as well as, you know, just, you know, we're not as young as we used to be, Danielle, to think about, you know, at my age, to be able to play in such great events is hard to believe.
Yeah, so he was in Sony Open. He's going to the National Senior PGA Championship. In addition, he's qualified for the prestigious PGA Professional National Championship at Twin Warriors Golf Club in New Mexico. That's in April. And he has a sponsor exemption into the PGA Tour Champions event, the Colligard Classic. I mean, wow. And he won the Aloha Section PGA Senior Player of the Year. I mean, let's take it back to Sony. What was it like? Was this your first time to be in the Sony Open field?
You know, it was my first time. It was incredible. You know, a lot of geek out moments with some of the best in the world, people that were here at the Century Tournament prior, the week prior, to support them in their tournament and take care of their experience and then to play golf with them. It was an unbelievable week for me.
Yeah. Did you feel like you could have done better?
You know, yeah, score-wise, for sure, especially the first day. Didn't putt as well as I'd like to. He didn't hit the ball particularly great. But, you know, Danielle, I fold shirts. I work in the golf shop. My preparation prior to it was not what typically people do to play in a tour event. So I couldn't be overly disappointed.
No, of course not. I love how you say, I fold shirts.
Well, that's what we do. You know, we take care of the guests that come here, our members and our guests, and it's running a golf operation. And the playing aspect of what I do is not top of the list, I guess.
No, of course not. And that is the challenge. You know, I mean, so many people think that, you know, if you're in the golf business, you play golf all the time.
Yeah, no, it's we play golf when we can. So, and again, we're in this business because we love to play the game, but it doesn't always let ourselves to play as much as we like to.
Yeah, yeah. And then, of course, you find out that you have joined the Colligard Classic field. Miguel Angel Jimenez is going to be in that. Bernard Langer, who just might win again. And, you know, tournament champion Steve Stricker, Jim Furyk, Ernie Els, Jerry Kelly, Colin Montgomery. Wow, 78-player field, and you are competing with these guys for $2.2 million, $330,000 to the winner. Are you going to, you know, get some time off to get ready for that?
I have a little bit more time this go around. So, Danielle, it's really kind of neat because, you know, doing the PGA Grand Slam of Golf at Poipu for 14 years.
Yes.
these players are players that we hosted there, like Ernie and BJ and David Toms and Mike Weir. You know, all these players that came to Poipu, I'm going to be in the field playing with them, which is just incredible.
It is. And Jim Furyk. I mean, I remember covering.
A lot of great,
right? Wow.
Yeah, a lot of great players that are that came to Poipu for the Grand Slam. And we were kind of similar ages when they came over. And now being, you know, a senior, be able to play with these guys, it's going to be another amazing week for me.
Yeah, and you were there when Tiger came over.
Yes, yeah, Tiger's first year. He was fortunate. He was gracious enough to come to Poipu, like, I think, six times.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as winning his first major to one of his last majors, he came to Kauai to play in that tournament. And what is he, 47 now, playing still amazing golf. It's pretty neat to be part of it.
Yeah, it was so exciting. I remember people saying, "Are you going to Kauai? Tiger Woods is coming. Tiger Woods is coming." It was the first year. You know, he was just he was just a wee whippersnapper back then, right?
That's the only year he didn't win the Grand Slam was his first year.
You know,
that's great stuff.
Say that again. You got cut off. Sorry.
Yeah, you know, that was the first year of Tiger play was the only year he didn't win the Grand Slam.
Yeah, and I, which, of course, was stunning, and everybody made excuses for him. not that anybody needs to make excuses. It's so cool, but the expectations were so high. I think that was one of the big reasons. Now, you've got the PGA Professional National Championship in Twin Warriors Golf Club, New Mexico, and the National Senior PGA Championship. So, wow. And I think it's so cool. Alex Nakajima, thank you so much for giving Michael Castillo all this time out so he can, you know, head off to the mainland.
Yeah, no, I've got great support team here, a great company to work for. It's very fortunate, and I'm blessed.
So for all the guys that play golf, and, you know, I'm sure with you being thrown into these big fields now, did you get nerves at all when you were playing at Sony? Do you feel nervous when you're out there?
You know, anything that's important, I think you get nervous. I think I was, but I was surprisingly calm playing. And part of it's, you know, Daniel, playing this game competitively for over 50 years, you figure it out, either that or you quit. You know, one or the other. Either you figure out how to play competitive golf or you just stop playing competitive golf. So, you know, it becomes second nature to some degree, but you are always a little bit nervous in how you deal with it and how you commit to what you know you need to do to play well is the recipe for success.
Do you harness that energy in a way? The nervous energy?
I do. You know, I try to put it in its place. It isn't easy. I'm definitely going to hit golf shots that are unfamiliar to my best shots because it's an important golf tournament or important situation. You know, at the Kohler Classic, there's going to be eight holes that have water. You know, at Wailea, there was two. You know, putting the ball out of play is never fun. And to be able to commit to your golf shots, to be able to visualize what you're trying to do, and to be able to play aggressively with a conservative game plan is kind of the process.
And all of this is happening while you are you in remission? Have you found out? Because this is Michael Castillo, PGA head professional at Kapalua Golf, the Plantation Course. You've been fighting cancer.
Yeah, for the last 5 years. I was supposed to get my PET scan done the day that I'm actually leaving to the tournament. So I push it off to when I get back. But I bought good. Blood tests look good. Things are looking pretty positive. But I really won't know once I get the PET scan completed and see where it is, see how successful the radiation I did in November fighting this cancer. I will know if I'm in remission. And that's kind of why, you know, I think the people at Cologuard or Exact Sciences, the people that are the sponsor for this event. They liked my story. You know, I was fortunate. I did take a home test that came out as a positive result, and that's why I went and got a colonoscopy. So early detection's key, Danielle, and what they do with Exact Sciences with their product is exactly the process that started me on this journey with cancer and allowed me to have many options to fight this and hopefully to win. And so I'm so happy that they chose me because there's a lot of cancer survivors that are going to be there. I will be representing a colon cancer survivor with a ribbon on my hat, and to be able to meet this person, and she's going to inspire me for the whole week. So it's a very touching, moving tournament. They have a lot of things that celebrate cancer survivors and the fight that we all take with this terrible disease.
Wow. I'm so glad you took the test. I mean, going to get all of these tests, colonoscopies, don't fight it. You don't feel it, believe me. We all do it. You know, it's got to be done. Particularly, you know, Michael, you don't look 60, all right? I just want to tell you that from the get-go.
All right.
You look more like, you know, 45 and in great shape. And I'm so, we're just all so positive energy, prayers, you know, however you phrase it, it's all to you. And I really thank you for all of the beautiful words that you speak. And when you were at the Aloha Section Evening PGA Senior Player of the Year, that was very touching too. Michael Castillo, PGA Head Golf Professional, Kapalua Golf, the Plantation Course. Thank you for being inside the clubhouse with us.
As always, Danielle, thank you, and keep this show going. It's a beautiful show, and you do great work. So again, thank you for having me on your show.
Absolutely, and we're going to do it again because we're going to want to, you know, find out how things go along the way.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Aloha.
Aloha.
We're going to come back. Bob Bupka is going to be in the clubhouse, and it's always fun to talk with Bob. He's the voice of golf for Talk Sport in the UK, and he's co-host of Musings on Sports with Bob Bupka and Kelly Elbin. And then they'll be transitioning later this month or next month, because it's almost next month already. Where is this year going? Okay, it'll be Musings on Golf next month, found on all the podcast platforms that you know about. And we're going to talk about Liv, his take on it, Netflix, the golf series, but I think maybe more importantly, the Hall of Fame contenders after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives
for me. I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SIPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having SIPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at SIPAC.com. That's CYPA.com.
MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair. Mold remediation. Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434.
And now,
get MD cleaned.
Nice door. Hey, that's a beautiful door.
Yes, Mike, it is. Rayner has helped thousands of Hawaii homeowners improve their home's beauty and safety with a new door over the years. We specialize in helping people get the right door so they can enjoy their door now while adding to the value and security of their home.
This is little Mike, and that was 18 years ago. It's never too late to call my dad. Rayner Overhead Doors, 676-3667.
Ball set up sweetly in the bunker. I set myself comfortably into the sand, swing for under the ball, and it sails up onto the green and into the hole. Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Ah, you know, it's really good seeing the women play, and the Honda LPGA Thailand, they're in Jonburi, Thailand, the LPGA Tour, playing, and Nelly Korda is doing fabulous work, and of course, always, they all are. It looks terrific, and it's on Golf Channel if you haven't seen it yet. And then we've got the Honda Classic PGA Tour at PGA National, and man, these kids. I mean, you know, they're not the headliners, and they're not an elevated event, but that's okay. It's okay that it's not an elevated event, that the stars aren't there, because they're shooting 62s and 63s, and we're seeing what the kids that came out of, you know, the feeder tours into the PGA Tour. Now, they have a chance to win and move themselves up, and it's good. I think it's terrific. I wonder what Bob thinks. I mean, he's going to be with us right now. It's Bob Bupka, voice of golf for Talk Sport in the UK, co-host Musings on Sports with Bob Bupka and Kelly Elbin, transitioning to Musings on Golf next month, found on all podcast platforms. Welcome into the clubhouse, Bob.
Well, Danielle, you know, it's always a pleasure and an honor to be on with you.
Oh, thank you. And I was just talking a little bit about, you know, it's great watching the Honda Classic, because even though it doesn't have all the stars, all the headliners, it's still great to see these young guys. They've worked their way onto the PGA Tour. Here they have a chance to be front and center. They have a chance to win and get their trophy. And it gives an energy. I think it's a good thing. What do you think?
Well, certainly it's a great thing for the younger players that would never get in this field on a normal basis. I'm not thrilled with how Honda has been treated in this transition. I've been covering Honda for over 20 years, and they've had Honda as a sponsor, I think, for 38 years. And I spent a lot of time talking with some Honda officials this week. They're disappointed, but they say they're going to do whatever they can do to keep this tournament there in Palm Beach. It's a hotbed of golf. The PGA National is a wonderful resort, and Champions, the golf course they play this on, is a thorough examination.
Awesome. I'm glad they're going to – I'm so glad to hear this, because it's great. I mean, watching them play – I mean, when I was watching earlier this morning, it was a retake. So I didn't see the guys shooting 62s and 63s. But I looked at the leaderboard thinking, wow – that's really something. And they just focused on all the... I enjoyed it very much. And since you've always got something, an opinion that I appreciate, and I want to hear your take on LIV. They're going to be talking about it on Golf Channel. That's the word I've gotten, that we're going to actually hear what the scores were, how the teams did. Do you think it's got legs?
Well, it's certainly got a little more legs. When Seth Waugh, the PGA of America, said LIV players can play in the PGA Championship. The Open Championship has already said that LIV players can play. The U.S. Open said LIV players can play. And the granddaddy of them all, Fred Ridley, down at Augusta, Georgia, has given the green light to LIV players. I think LIV has made tremendous strides over the last couple of weeks.
Hmm. Yes, I agree with you that those players get to play. Is it based on what their standing is in the world ranking points?
Well, it's a lot of things. It's going to be world ranking points, but also, you know, if you finish in the top 50 in the world or you're a previous winner of other major championships, it's the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Nobody, but nobody, the most diehard golf fan that we have, Danielle, would love to see a Masters without the LIV players. It just wouldn't be right. I mean, let's continue to try and settle LIV in the PGA Tour, you know, out of court and see what they come up with. But for the majors, please, that's hallowed ground for the world of golf. And it's no place to, you know, take a stand. And I'm proud to say this coming year, all four majors are going to remain intact.
Yeah, it is good. And you're absolutely right. Politics shouldn't be a part of it. And a lot of the, although I just don't really like LIV all that much, for a lot of different reasons. It's not just the Saudi money, their ownership rights and all that stuff. It just irks me somehow, the way it was handled. I think Greg Norman, his brashness bothers me. There's something about it that just gets under my skin. I can't really put my finger on it. You know, it's the money and paying these guys a bunch of money. They didn't really earn it. Yeah, it's all silly. But you, your opinion?
Well, you know, you have to understand one thing about Greg Norman. 30 years ago, he was banging on Tim Fincham's door. There ought to be a world tour. There ought to be a world tour. And Greg Norman couldn't even get in to see Tim Fincham. Fincham denied him. And then all of a sudden, up pops World Golf Championship events, all right, which basically was a world tour. And that was a, you know, Greg Norman had to take that. I mean, the PGA Tour declares they're going to be World Golf Championship events, so they came about. So when Greg gets an opportunity to expand golf even further, and yes, I am not completely thrilled with where the money comes from and the amount of money. But it's a reality right now, and we have to look past that if we're looking through the eyes of wanting what's best for golf.
Okay. We're going to have to go with that. And I would like it to be settled out of court. And I just found it like when one player gets angry at another player, he walks up, and the other player is being sued by him. Would you ever walk up to somebody who's suing you, or you're suing them, and then you walk up to say hi? Would you do that?
Well, normally, I mean, the obvious answer is no.
Okay.
However, when you you know, the arena was the driving range, and if you were to spend any given day on the driving range, you would hear more players making fun of other players than you could shake a stick at. Was it taken out of context? I don't know.
Yeah.
I wasn't there.
Yeah.
A lot of people have said they're making a mountain, you know, a mountain out of an anthill.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, Patrick Reed certainly has the ability to almost get under anybody's skin. But he's a Masters champion. And what irks Rory McIlroy is that he doesn't have a green jacket.
Oh.
I mean, so I don't know. You know, anything that's unsavory that's connected with golf, it just makes me sad.
This is true. How long were you on the PGA Tour traveling with the circus?
Well, I did my first event out there back in 1981.
But you were with them. I mean, you were everywhere. You went place to place to place to place.
Yeah, we went a lot of times, 40 events a year. Obviously, always all the majors. The highlight of my career, certainly ironically enough, and I was talking with Jim Nance the other day, and he concurred. He said to me, what was the favorite one I ever covered? And I said, that's easy, Jim, the 86 Masters when Nicklaus won. And I was the first person to interview him on his way up to Butler Cabin. Wow. And Jim says, wow, that's ironic because that was my first Masters, and I rated very high. And I said to Jim, you've been out here quite a while now. Are you planning on doing 50 of these and then hanging it up? He said, no, Bob. I'm planning on doing 51 Masters. And I said, why, Jim? Why 51? He said, Bob, if I'm doing my 51st Masters, it's the 100th anniversary of the Masters. And he says, that's what I want to go out on.
That's beautiful. That's wonderful. All right. I'm going to drop the Netflix on golf series. You know, that's TV. I want to talk about the Hall of Fame contenders. Now, it's interesting. And I was listening to a conversation, and I really agree. So I want your take on this. We've got Patrick Harrington, Tom Weisskopf, Johnny Farrell, Jim Furyk, Dottie Pepper, Sandra Palmer, Beverly Hansen, Christy Kerr, Butch Harmon, Jay Siegel. They're all voted, and now we have to narrow down the group. And we don't get to do that. Other people get to do that. They get to vote on this. Those people who are already in the World Golf Hall of Fame. There are also seven co-founders of the LPGA. Alice Bauer, Betty Danoff, Helen Detweiler, Helen Hicks, Opal Hill, Shirley Spork, Sally Sessions. They're not in the Hall of Fame. The other six are. So what do you think? Do you have to wait for somebody to die? I mean, this Tom Weisskopf, it's really sad that he just passed away. And, you know, what, now we're going to get him into the Hall of Fame?
I know. It's a touchy set of circumstances. I was solicited a few years back to try and throw some weight towards Johnny Farrell, who I think deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. He's up again for nomination. You know, you can't take everybody, but there's nobody of those names that you mentioned that, you know, you can say, oh, well, they shouldn't be in there. Every one of the names you've just mentioned to me, Danielle, should be in the Hall of Fame. Will they get there? A majority will, but there will be some that won't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it just, you know, it'd be nice if he had been, you know, nominated sooner or, you know, considered earlier, like when he was alive. that just seems...
Tom Weisskopf certainly deserves to be in the Golf Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that he gets in.
Yeah, me too. Me too. So tell us about Musings on Sports with Bob Bupka and Kelly Elbin.
Yeah, we hooked up. Kelly Elbin was the communications director for the PGA for quite a few years, has a very interesting background. His father, Max Elbin, was a past president of the PGA and a longtime golf professional. Kelly's a wealth of knowledge, and so all I have to do is say hello, point the microphone towards Kelly. When he gets finished, I say goodbye, and we have a great show.
But it's Musings on Sports. So you do whatever's topical, whatever, you know, if it's the playoffs, NBA, you were talking about the NBA playoffs. And then it's going to transition. You're going to start calling it Musings on Golf and focus primarily on golf.
Yeah, that's basically it. We've been doing a lot of different sports, but when we, you know, take a hard, long look in that mirror, both Kelly and I, you know, our real expertise is in golf. Same with Kelly.
Yeah.
So we were stretching a little bit to cover other sports. You know, we follow them on television, but we don't have the inside info like we do with golf. And we think the time has come. You know, four great majors coming up this year. Possibly Tiger involvement.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of things on the horizon that are making golf very exciting this season. And fortunately, and I'm proud to say, your show in Hawaii obviously will always be on the forefront.
Oh, you're so wonderful. Bob Bubka, voice of golf for Talk Sport in the UK, and the co-host of Musing on Sports, soon to be Musings on Golf with Bob Bubka and Kelly Elbin. Looking forward to listening to your podcast on any one of the platforms that you like to go to. Janice makes sure that everything is covered. And thank you, Bob, for being on the show.
It was a pleasure and an honor. As I said, you and I go way back, and I have enjoyed it since day one when we met. And I'm continued to be impressed with the devotion and the hard work you put into your show, really entertaining people that love golf. Just keep up the good work, Danielle.
Thank you, Bob. Looking forward to the next time. Aloha.
Aloha.
Jim Nugent is founder and publisher of Global Golf Post. He's got something new up his sleeve. After this, my name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Sessinghouse, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Ivele. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
Poipu Bay on Kauai's South Shore. Share our home with Need a Gift for That Special Someone? Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Poipu Bay Golf Gift Certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size and the perfect date. Just give us a call and it will be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak in a nine. Call us for the perfect gift, where great golf is played every day at Poipu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Got to make this 30-foot putt. Checking the break, three fingers, quieting the mind. Where's my putter?
I'm holding it. Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Global Golf Post is the online golf magazine that's delivered into your inbox early Monday morning, no cost. It's free. Just provide your email address for delivery. All you do is go to globalgolfpost.com. Now, for more in-depth coverage without the ads to distract, there's GGP Plus and GGP Biz. Both are paid subscriptions, very affordable. And now Global Golf Post has something new for us, and this is really cool. Jim Nugent, founder and publisher of Global Golf Post, welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Danielle. Thank you for having me back. It's been a while.
It's been a while. Yeah, I couldn't believe it when I was looking in my calendar. I thought, my God, where's Jim been? he's been coming up with new ideas. So tell me, what is your latest? I know what it is, but tell us. What is your latest?
On Tuesday of this week, we launched our third subscription service called GGP Woman. This is a subscription service that creates content about the women's game. It was our feeling and belief that stories about women's golf just don't get told very often. And so with GGP Woman, we intend to change that. And in so doing, we're going to support, promote, and celebrate the women's game in America.
I love it. This is fantastic. It's what's been called for a long time. Our mission is to promote, support, and celebrate the women's game, the best stories in the women's game, competitors, innovators, philanthropists. They'll all be found at GGP Women. And it's a subscription service. You get it Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Premium quality stories. I love that. Lewin Murr is on the show a lot. I really enjoy talking with her. Steve Eubanks is wonderful, but you've got some other younger, still working as golfers in some cases, who will be also working within the GGP Women format. So tell us about who you've got covering it.
We recruited two very interesting young ladies with wonderful stories. The first one is a woman who is currently ranked 20th in the World Amateur Golf Rankings. Her name is Emilia Migliaccio. She is finishing up her graduate degree at Wake Forest University, where she has had a standout collegiate career. Everything that Emilia did since the age of 10 was to point her in the direction of becoming a star on the LPGA. But in her senior year of college during COVID, she decided that she didn't want to play on the LPGA, that she didn't want that kind of life. She instead wanted to be a golf journalist. And so she and I met, and she's going to be a regular contributor to us. In fact, she wrote the very first story at GGP Woman, and it's about herself. And it's called The Path Less Taken, because you don't very often see men or women whose dream it is to play professionally give that up before they even took their first steps.
Yeah.
The other fascinating individual is a young lady by the name of Bryn Walker Collins, who had a solid career at the University of North Carolina, is now on the Epson Tour trying to gain entry to the LPGA. And she's going to write for us once a month about her journey, about what it's like to try and make it on the LPGA Tour by playing on the Epson Tour. Bryn's Journey is what this serial piece is going to be called. And she, too, has some real writing talent, and we're thrilled to give her an opportunity to showcase that talent in addition to being a really, really fine player.
And that's awesome, because, you know, we always talk about what it was like to be a woman playing when the LPGA was just formed. You know, all the founders of the LPGA, they were traveling together in cars, going out, Marilyn, going out to a baseball diamond where there's about to be a baseball game, and she's hitting shots in the middle of the field and saying, hey, come on out, we've got this tournament, you know, driving, bunking together, sometimes sleeping in cars. We talk about that, but it's still difficult to be, you may not be, but you're probably still driving, right? You're probably not going to the diamond to hit balls to bring people to the course, but there's still a lot of grinding that goes into being an aspiring LPGA player. So that, I think that's fantastic. And finally?
It's a real challenge out there to make it on the LPGA. One of the things that we learned in our research, the word that kept coming back to us about this service was needed, that there was a void in the market, that nobody was writing about the women's game. And so that's the void that we plan to fill. And your listeners can go and get a free 14-day trial subscription at ggpwoman.com. I think they'll like what they see when they get there.
Yeah, I do too. But what I meant by finally is that there's one more person who's going to be joining the four.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Julie Williams is joining us, a really talented golf writer. She worked at Golf Week for a long time, covered the amateur game, had a real bias for writing about women of any age, juniors, collegiates, tour players. She's going to be writing stories for us as well. So with the three of them, we've got an all-star cast of contributors to GGP Women.
Yeah, this is absolutely fantastic. I'm looking forward to talking with Julie. Hopefully she could be on the show. Anybody, but I know that Bryn and Amelia will be very busy, but maybe Amelia would like to be on at some point. I'll just leave that in your hands, because it's great to be able to find people to talk about the women's game. So there's so few women who are covering the women's game, and they're so stretched trying to, you know, keep up with everything. It's sometimes very difficult to get them to talk with me on the show. It would be an honor. It would be great. So the LPGA, the PGA of America, the USGA, they're all supporting it, yes?
We're getting the support of the complete support of the industry. The as you said, the USGA, the PGA of America, the LPGA are squarely in our corner and helping us, but so too are more than 20 state golf associations across the country who see the same need. You know, there has been, because of COVID, a surge of participation by women in the game of golf, and now the trick is to keep these women in the game. And so the state golf associations are scrambling to come up with services and programming and even tournaments to keep women active in the game who joined us. This is Global Golf Post's contribution to that effort. We're going to put GGP women out there and hopefully keep women who come to the game and those who have been in the game active. That's
awesome.
Something that we take very seriously.
Awesome. This is great. GGP Women is a subscription service. It's $60 a year or $7 a month. Joining, of course, Global Golf Post to other subscriptions I mentioned earlier, GGP Plus, a platform for original premium quality golf journalism, as well as the GGP Biz, the golf industry news service that you might like to get into. But you can always, you know, if you want to get just your basic GGP, Global Golf Post, you can always start there and then add on. And the GGP, Global Golf Post, is no charge. It comes right into your inbox on Monday mornings. Isn't it Monday mornings, Jim?
Monday mornings before anybody in Hawaii is out of bed.
Yeah. Okay. And so there's also the ggpwomen.com is where you can go, www.ggpwomen.com, and you can get the complimentary 14-day trial subscription. Thank you for being in the clubhouse with me again. I hope we'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Danielle. Appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Aloha. Jim Nugent, founder and publisher, Global Golf Post, presenting Global Golf Post Women. We'll be back after this. And speaking of women, Diana DeLucia is with us after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
No high fives for me, what is
up? I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu.
MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair.
Mold remediation.
Asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now
get MD cleaned.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game.
Our mission at CyPAC is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having CyPAC watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at CyPAC.com. That's CYPA.com.
Only three parts to the golf swing: the backswing, the impact position, and follow through. So why is my head exploding? Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
That's always the question, isn't it? You know, I'm thinking too much. I'm not supposed to be thinking, but I can't stop thinking. Diana DeLucia, founder and editor-in-chief, publisher, Golf Kitchen. It's a lifestyle semi-annual magazine. There's also a fabulous coffee table book, Golf Kitchen. Welcome into the clubhouse, Diana.
Aloha, Danielle. How are you today?
I'm great. And so good to hear your voice. I realize that we haven't had a chance to say Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. I had a rough couple of months, you know, with this bug that I caught down in Florida. Yeah. But, you know, I have my voice back and it's starting to subside now, so yeah. I'm feeling a lot better.
I'm glad you're back with us. It's not easy coming back, okay, from any kind of, you know, illness. So Golf Kitchen covers all the private country clubs, and I mean, we've talked to Peter Zuhl, the executive chef at Addison Reserve. We've talked with Ed Stone at Baltrazol. You featured all these people in your magazines, of course. We talked with Anthony Giacopinello, the executive chef at Sabonic. We've talked with Rye Waddington, who was executive chef at Winged Foot, now at Palmetto Bluff, and Chrissy Bennett, who is the current chef of Winged Foot Golf Club. And Colin Burns was on the show earlier. Did you get a chance to listen?
I did, actually. Well, he does a great interview. It just sounded wonderful.
Yes. But I didn't talk about what, you know, the restaurants would be serving, because I thought, well, it's just a little bit early. They're just, you know, doing all the basic work. But you never know with Colin Burns, right? He might be at the Apogee Club chief operating officer. He may have all of that in a book somewhere.
Oh, he sounded like he should have his own TV show.
Yes, it's Florida. So what would, you know, have you thought about what you would want to see in a restaurant?
You mean at yes. The club Colin is going to be at?
Yeah, the
oh,
Apogee.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, the Apogee Club. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing.
After listening to Colin's interview, I thought, wow, the sky's the limit on the culinary side there. If they're the amount of work they're putting into that property and dollars, and I was blown away that they own all their own equipment, you know, to build the golf courses. That's pretty outstanding. So I can't even begin to imagine what the clubhouses are going to be like.
It's a wonderful thing, though, imagining, right? And thinking, okay, now if I could do that, just do everything that I want to have, what would your kitchen look like?
Yeah. One could only dream, right? Imagine the competition to build those kitchens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That must be, like, massive. Like, there must be so many kitchen companies. Although they probably selected, you know, some of their favorites from past properties, I would imagine.
Yeah. So what were your thoughts on what food would be good to serve?
Oh, goodness. I'd imagine they're going to have a couple of pretty good executive chefs on that property. And I'd imagine they would have, like, if I could dream.
Yes, please dream.
I'd imagine they're going to have, you know, some really good food during the day that's more casual. I mean, I can't say because I have no idea.
Right.
But I can imagine they would have, like, wine dinners, fine dining of the finest. They'll probably have, you know, a big wedding event, you know, category that they'd have to have a lot of things for the clubhouse, you know, the cottages. I mean, it's probably just going to be, I don't think it'll be over the top, but I think it'll be everything you need, but nothing that you don't. I think it's going to be an absolute success.
Yeah. Well, yes, absolutely. And you can fish on the property.
I know. That's pretty cool. Yes. So you don't even need to play golf.
No, you don't need to play golf. No, there's pickleball.
I know. Like everything. Fishing, golf.
There is everything. Now, Jose Carle, you know, when we talked to him, when he was in Puerto Rico still, where is Jose Carle now?
Jose, I think he opened a second restaurant in Puerto Rico, and he's playing golf over there again. He's still playing golf.
Good.
But he did open a second restaurant, I think down near one of the yacht clubs.
Okay.
And I think he's doing pretty well. I think I saw him around on social media in Miami recently. And I'm not sure what he's doing there, but it'd be kind of cool if he opened a restaurant in Miami.
Well,
just dreaming.
Well, I was just thinking about Jose because remember when he was on the show and he talked about how he could go fish that day and bring home the catch and prepare that catch for the people coming into the restaurant. What was the name of the hotel where he was in, the resort he was at? It's a wonderful
resort. He was at Royal Isabella.
That's it.
Stanley and Charlie Passerell.
Yes. I mean, talk about when you see pictures of that, it's just beautiful. So at Royal Isabella, he goes out fishing. I mean, seriously, the chef goes out fishing, catches the fish, and then that's what he's planning his meal. And then he goes, seriously, into the yard, the garden, just off of his kitchen, and he picks what is ready that day. And then he brings that in and decides how he's going to prepare the meal. Wow.
That farm is amazing. You don't see that very often.
No.
That place is amazing. Like, I remember when we were talking about Stanley Passerell, and what I remember the most vivid about Stanley was his love of dogs and his love of the people in the community. And I'll never forget it, because when I went to visit him, he had rescued over 100 dogs at that time. Wow. In the area. And they loved him. These dogs just pour all over him.
Yes.
And then he would also, to stop the, you know, people in the mountains surrounding the area, rather than them stealing all the produce from the farm, he would deliver it all to them.
That's wonderful.
Like for free.
Yes.
An absolutely amazing person.
Yes. I mean, that's the love of your community. It's giving back.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. So I haven't, you don't see that a lot, you know, and I just thought, wow, these people have, you know, really good hearts.
Yeah. Their hearts are in the right place. That's right. Absolutely. The family becomes bigger than just your immediate family, especially in a disaster like that. And so that's what I was thinking of. I was thinking about that for the Apogee Club. You know, is the lakes, okay, we're going to go fish for...
I'd imagine that's going to be one hell of a successful property, and have no doubt about that.
What was your? I mean, Colin Burns was always very supportive of Golf Kitchen, wasn't he?
He's been wonderful, as has Mr. Pascucci. You know, they were some of my earliest supporters, and have stuck by me through thick and thin, and. You know, I want to make sure that I bring this project to the next level, but I can't make any announcements just yet.
That's right. You have secrets that you're keeping from me.
but it'll be announced soon. It's just a big thing for me, and I've always wanted to bring this project to a new height.
Yes. Yes.
And I'm excited for 2023.
Yeah.
I wish I could, like, scream it to the hill.
It's okay. It's okay. But your magazine will be continuing. And
Yes. It'll just be, there'll be some changes.
It's all right.
Good changes for the better. So that'll probably, as soon as I am able to announce that, you'll be the first to know.
Right on. And, you know, so there's going to be, but the magazine will stay the absolute fabulous quality that it's always been. And you're also working on another coffee table book. And
I'm actually working on that today. I'm on a, you know, photo editing and image finding mission because, you know, you have to lay, you know, it's very complicated when it's a 3-volume project. So you have to locate every single image you've taken. Then you have to translate, you know, put all the recipes in, all the interviews, portraits, and it's quite time consuming.
Yes, it is. Absolutely. I mean,
but when it's finished, though, it's going to be beautiful. And I was thinking, you know, that will be my gift to the industry is to, you know, leave behind 13, 14 years of recipes from the club industry.
Gosh, you sound like you're ready to leave us. Don't say that.
No, I just like it's really come. You know, my journey with this third book project and the pandemic and all of that stuff. I'm just like, okay, we made it through. And all of us that made it through to the other side, like kudos to all of us for working so hard and not giving up.
Right on. And that, you know, everybody's feeling it and everybody's coming back. And it's just a slow process.
So.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, your show was very positive today. Everybody was really upbeat and positive about pretty much everything. I thought it sounded fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's
my purpose. I want to make people happy.
The show today was just spectacular. I loved it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. And it's good to hear your voice, Diane. I'm so glad you could be here with us.
Thank you.
At Poipu Bay, there's a 1040, a 1050, and 1110. Puka da cooler. That means there's a puka, a hole, in your cooler. Okay? And so we use it anyway. And the Rough Riders. That, you know, golf people have this strangest, most wonderful, the Southside Men's Club. They're all going out today. I don't know if they are, but doesn't that have a wonderful ring to it? The Southside Men's Club. And may you all, going out to play golf, have a wonderful day, and may you all hit the sweet spot. Then there's Turtle Bay, an 8:30, a 9:08, a 10:10. Raw Hawaiian Country Club has a 9:38 and a 10:40. Makaha East actually has an 11 o'clock and 12. They've been sold out forever. Thank you, Diana, for being here. I'm going to thank all the people who make this show possible. CyPack for cybersecurity for your company or your nonprofit. I mean, CyPack, CYPAC.com. Any organization that puts their privacy or security first, you need them. You need CyPack. It's an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. Aloha Power Equipment has what you need at their Iwilei store on Alakava, at their Waipahu store. And they got these Honda mowers and their blowers and the weed whackers and the generators. The largest selection of power equipment from all the major manufacturers, each with its own section. And I love that part about it, you know. I want steel, so I walk in and there's a big sign that says steel. I don't have to search for things. It's just wonderful. And we are honored to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. The best way to get good at this game is to learn from a PGA. It takes time and love of the game. It's not easy taking these tests to become a PGA. And then you've got to pass the player's ability test, I think it's called. You know, talk about stress. Call the Aloha Section PGA. The number is 593-2230. And they'll be able to tell you where the PGA of America member closest to you is. So you can make a reservation for a lesson. MD Restoration. Boy, have we had water. I hope it's not coming into your home or your office. But if it is, you need to call MD Carpet Restoration or just MD Restoration. The number 528-3434. MD Restoration for your carpets, for your walls, for inside your walls, wherever there is a problem, you need MD Restoration. They're not only going to clean it up, they're going to, because they're licensed contractors, they can fix it. They know the problem because they've been inside it. They can do the repairs. I want to thank you for your mana, and may you all hit the sweet spot every time. Yeah, that would be the center. Funniest story I've heard is that Tiger Woods was asked to not hit it in the center, not hit in the sweet spot, and he couldn't pull it off. Wouldn't you imagine that? Thank you. Aloha. This is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club radio show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2023.